今天早上啊，有很多人到洗礼场去了哈，所以我们比较冷静哈。
This morning there are very few of us here because many have been to the baptism side.
感谢主啊，我利用今天早上这个机会，来做一些世界各国我们本会一些见证啊，让各位弟兄姊妹来互相关心。
I thank the Lord I will use this morning sessions with a topic seeing and hearing in what I have in preaching when I was in different part of the world.
好，先请看诗篇107篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms 107.
诗篇107篇第二节第三节。
2-3.
第二节。愿耶和华的属民说这话，就是他从敌人手中所救赎的。第三节，从各地，从东，从西，从南，从北所招聚来的。这里呀、诗篇的作者提到，神将要救赎他的子民，从世界的东西南北各地而来。
Here the author of Psalms says that God will one day redeem his children from east, west, north and south, every part of the world.
主耶稣也是这样说。
And Jesus has said this as well.
所以我们相信这耶稣教会应该是在全世界各地能够建立起来。
So we believe that true Jesus Church will be established in all part of the world.
那目前呢大概东西南北已经都有我们教会。
And at present, north, south, east, west, we have all our churches spreading in different continents.
根据圣经的预言将来最后耶稣再临之前，就是以色列一定有人归主。
And according to prophecies in the Bible, before the coming of Jesus, the Israelites will one day return to the Lord.
然后就是主耶稣再临了。
And that's the time when Jesus will come.
好，我们先很简单的把真教会的历史谈一谈哈。
And we'll briefly talk about the history of our true church.
我们本会应验圣经的预言，在1917年创设在中国的北京。
And our church has fulfilled the prophecies in the Bible and is established in Beijing in 1917.
去年六月有机会到北京去了一趟。
Last year in June, I have the chance to go to Beijing, China.
我们最早期的工人那个魏保罗长老的孙就是魏迎新长老现在在北京。
And one of the early worker, Paul Wei, his grandson, Wei Yingxin is right now at present in Beijing, China.
那北京两会的会长接待我们，所以我要求带我去参观我们的第一间真耶稣教会。
And two council from Beijing welcome us, and we requested that we wanted to go to see our first church in Beijing.
后来他跟我讲你们北京的第一间教会现在已经改成历史博物馆。
And this council representative told us that our church, the first church, now the site is at present a people museum.
所以将来我们有机会到北京去，在天安门就在天安门的右边有一个历史博物馆，那个就是我们真耶稣教会北京第一间会堂的旧址了。
So if you have the chance to go to Tiananmen Square in China, on the right of the Tiananmen Square is the People's Museum, and that's the site where our first church is established.
感谢主，最后一个晚上我们跟北京的几位长执在旅馆见面。
And we thank the Lord that on the first night in Beijing, we met with a few high officer in China.
从他们的口中也略知北京的情形。
And from this officer, we understand some the present condition of Beijing, China.
不过我们发现这个北京的教会，我们的教会跟福建这边南方的有一些少少的一些信仰上的差异。
And we realize that there's a little difference in the belief between our church in Beijing and Fujian.
这有待我们自由地区的这些同工将来看看能不能做一个桥梁把他们协调好。
And it's hoped that our worker in the free world at the coastal area that they can bridge the differences.
好像啊，北方啊，特别是北京附近啊，弟兄姊妹哈，大概姐妹们还在蒙头啊，蒙头。
In the northern area, there are still some sisters that still cover their head with veil when they go to the church.
蒙头虽然不是说不能做，但是啊。 不要因为这件事情呢，形成教会的分裂，那就不好。
Of course, it's not that we shouldn't veil our head, but with this that caused dissension, then it's not very good.
因为有些人主张蒙头啊，主张得很严厉，就责怪那些不蒙头的姐妹啊，是不顺服、不谦卑又骄傲。那这样一来呀，就变成一种分裂的言论呢，就不太好了。
Because some members within the church emphasize heavily on having to veil the head, but some doesn't, so there's a dissension between them.
另外一点呢，就是他们现在祷告啊，是面向西边祷告。
Another point is that when they pray, they have to pray with their head facing the east.
因为耶路撒冷在西边，所以就是面向耶路撒冷的意思了，所以每一次祷告啊，就面向西边。
They think that Jerusalem is in the east, so when they pray, they have to face the east.
其实啊，这没有圣经根据的。But
all these has no biblical references.
我们朝任何方向祷告都可以。It
doesn't matter where we faced when we pray.
假如这样子的话，那每一次啊，建造会堂都要向西边了，否则的话，我们的祷告啊，要怎么祷告呢？
If that is so, then whenever we come to the church in the chapel, we have to face the east to pray.
还有就是主张这个临终洗脚。
And another thing that they emphasize is to have their foot washed before they die.
这个是有别于洗脚礼。
And this is with regard to the foot washing.
一个人要断气之前呢，离世之前，请长子啊替他做一个临终洗脚。
And they emphasize the fact that before a person would die, they will have their feet being washed by the elders or deacons.
这种做法又是超越圣经了。And
this kind of deed has surpassed teaching of the Bible.
所以在北京啊，虽然跟这些长子见面了，但是我们内心呢，还是感觉到有一点遗憾。And
although we met with all these elders and deacons within the church, we still feel regretful.
真耶稣教会啊，最初的几位工人呢，都写在我们的教会历史。
And the early workers of our church had been written within the history of our true Jewish church.
他们不是教会的创设者。
They are not the founders of our church.
他们只不过是主耶稣利用他们来传福音而已。
It is only through them that Jesus has used them to spread the gospel.
所以我们的教会历史一向没有写哪一个是第一个创设人。 绝对没有这样写。
So in the history of our church, we have never had record of the founder or the founding members.
那么创设之初啊，有三位比较重要的工人，他们是第一位啊，叫张灵生长老。
And the pioneers of our church, the first is Elder Chang Lingshen.
他是山东省的潍县人。
And he belongs to the province of Shandong, Weixian County.
这一位长老，他受启示，要遵守第七日为安息圣日的。And
he received a revelation from God that he has to observe Sabbath on the seventh day.
第二位就是张巴拿巴长老。And
the second pioneer is Barnabas Chang.
他也是山东潍县的。And
he is also from Shantung Province.
这一位长老啊，特别有行神迹奇事的权柄。
And this elder has his power to perform signs and wonders.
台湾的教会啊, 就是他去开拓的。
And he is the one who started off the church in Taiwan.
还有南洋各地的教会啊, 他也做了很多很多的工作。
And he also has helped out many works in the churches within Southeast Asia.
他特别在这个神迹奇事这方面呢, 具有恩赐。
He's especially gifted in performing miracles.
第三位啊，就是魏保罗长老。And
the third pioneer is Paul Wei.
这位魏保罗长老是河北省的荣县人。And
Paul Wei is from Hebei Province, 荣县 County.
他是受启示，接受低下头啊，全身露水的洗礼。
And he receive a revelation that he has to go into the water fully immersed for baptism.
这是本会的重要教义之一。
And this is one of the most important teaching within our church.
他被主耶稣领到北京城外永定河，接受面向下的洗礼。
And he was guided by Jesus to outside of Beijing to Yongding River for baptism.
可是这三位并不是真耶稣教会的创办者，不是。
But these three pioneers, they are not the founding members of our church.
他们是与神同工的。
They are workers for God.
真正呢，创设真教会的是完语的圣灵。
The one who truly established and founded our church is the latter rain.
所以这三位长老都有得到圣灵。
The latter rain, which is the Holy Spirit, and all these three of these pioneers receive the Holy Spirit.
那以后接着前辈工人的努力的耕耘，很辛苦的去传播，所以现在能够遍及世界各地。
And from this pioneers, the rest of the worker had worked hard, and with that, the gospel is preached throughout all continents within the world.
所以真教会这个真理从华北、华中、华南一直传下来。
And so our church, the truth of our church has been spread from 华北 all the way to 华南, which from the north to the south.
1926年传到台湾。
And it's in 1926 that the truth was spread to Taiwan.
所以台湾今年在做这个70周年的感恩礼拜。
And this year, within Taiwan, we have the 70 years anniversary.
由台湾这个路线就往东北亚的韩国、日本、香港一带传开了。
And from Taiwan, it was spread further to Northeast Asia, to Thailand, Japan.
1927年传到新加坡。
And it was in 1927 that the truth was spread to Singapore.
还有沙巴州。
And to Sabah.
那么现在南洋一带就是根据这个路线来传开的。
And the truth was spread from then on to Southeast Asia.
目前在我们全球的真教会的情况大概是这样的。
And this is the present condition of our True Jesus Church in the whole world.
亚洲是最多的国家
Within Asia, there are many churches.
中国大陆应该是信徒最多的。
And in China, we have the most members.
根据我的资料福建那些传道人要做一个统计。
And according to my statistic, in Fujian province,
他说信徒最保守的估计有110万以上。
And the most conservative amount that all members have in Fujian province is 1.5 million.
那北京那位长老告诉我真耶稣教会差不多占基督徒的三分之一。那么他说基督徒有1000万，所以他的估计是300万，是这样子。
And within the statistic, the Christian is one third of the amount of Christian within the Beijing itself.
其他就是亚洲就是台湾
And in Asia, especially in Taiwan.
其他就是印度
Indonesia.
印度是1969年建立的。
The churches in Indonesia was established in 1969.
现在有3000多个信徒。
There are about 3,000 members in Indonesia.
还有缅甸。
And in Burma.
1992年传进的。
And it was spread. The truth was spread in 1929.
泰国。
1992, sorry. And in Thailand.
泰国是1953年传进的。
And it was spread in 1953.
另外就是马来西亚
Malaysia
马来西亚的教会比较发达有20多个教会
And there are about 20 over churches in Malaysia
以及新加坡
And then Singapore
新加坡目前有2个教会
And Singapore at present there are 2 churches
而且相当的发展
And they are progressing greatly
新加坡有一个特色就是很年轻化很多大学生
And there
年轻人来信主
youth within churches in Singapore
还有就是韩国
And then it's Korea
韩国现在差不多有30间教会3000多个信徒
There are about 30 some churches in Korea with a membership of 3,000
另外就是日本
Next is Japan
日本现在我们有4个教会
We have 4 churches within Japan
那其中东京的教会东京的教会大陆的弟兄姊妹占很多
And there are high percentage of members from China within Tokyo Church in Japan
大约占了1/3
That's about one third of members.
台湾的信徒也三分之一。
One third of members from Taiwan, one third from China.
三分之一是日本的信徒。
And one third from Japan itself.
那大阪教会啊，差不多全部都是日本人。
And in Osaka Church, a majority of them are Japanese.
所以你到日本去，到大阪呢、啊，一律听日本话。那到东京呢、啊，就有中国话跟日本话两种。
So if you will go to Osaka Church, then you hear mainly Japanese. Whereas if you go to Tokyo Church, then you hear Chinese.
当然就是香港、九龙、新界这一带。
Then you will see in Hong Kong, in Kowloon and New Territory churches.
目前有七个教会。
There are together seven churches within Hong Kong.
另外就是菲律宾。
Next is Philippines.
菲律宾是八三年建立的。
And the church in Philippines was established in 1983.
还有沙巴州。
And Sabah.
沙巴州啊，可以说是最发达的一个地区。
And we can see that in Sabah, our church is most prosperous within there.
目前呢、啊，教会跟祈祷所应该有60处左右了。
Churches plus prayer house, there are altogether 20 some churches.
信徒
60 of them.
信徒数也超过一万个以上。
And the membership has reached to 10,000.
其他就是印尼哈。
And next is Indonesia.
印尼啊，教会跟祈祷所有20几处。
And there are about 20 churches and prayer house.
信徒啊有5000个以上。
And there are altogether 5,000 members.
印尼啊，这几年来非常的进步。
And within recent year, the churches within Indonesia are improving.
不管是人才的训练呢、啊，神学教育呀、啊，各方面呢、啊、都非常活泼。
Whether it's in terms of human resource or training of theological students, it's prospering in Indonesia.
其次就是欧洲了哈，欧洲。
And next, in Europe.
欧洲啊，现在最发达的是英国。
At present, the most prosperous church is in England.
英国在1976年建立。
And in the church in England is established in 1976.
目前呢有八所教会，一间祈祷所。
Altogether, there are 8 churches and 1 prayer house.
那这个八间教会啊，苏格兰呢有5间，英格兰3间哈。
And in Scotland there are 5, and in England there are 3.
那在祈祷所是在剑桥大学。
And there's a prayer house in the Cambridge University.
就是在我们沙巴州的彭执事的女儿的家。
And which is in the house of Deacon Peng's daughter's home.
英国这个教会啊，很可爱哈，啊也信仰都很单纯。
And the church in England, they have very simple faith.
他们一直到89年才成立总会。
It is only until 1989 that it established a general assembly.
那其他就是法国哈。
And next is in France.
法国是83年建立的。
And the church in France is established in 1983.
另外还有教会的就是德国。
And then in Germany.
德国是85年建立的。
Established in 1985.
再来就是奥地利啊。
And in Austria.
瑞士。
And Switzerland.
还有比利时。
And Belize.
荷兰。
Holland.
葡萄牙、西班牙。
And in Portugal and Spain.
那苏联哈、啊、就是俄罗斯啊，在去年建立的。
And in Russia, our church was established last year in Moscow.
这是在1995年的5月呀、啊，我们施洗的差不多43位。
And we have baptized about 43 members in 1995, which is last year.
地点是在莫斯科。
And the baptism site was in Moscow.
所以我们把苏联列在欧洲了。
And we categorize Russia within the European country.
今年呢、啊，今年的4月啊，我去了一趟俄罗斯。
And this year in April, I've been to Russia.
那边的弟兄姊妹大部分来自中国大陆。
And the majority of the members there have come from China.
而且，那些来教会的哦，都是素质很高啊。
These members coming to church has high caliber.
有几位是医生哈。
Some are doctors.
还有两位是北京大学的教授。
And some are a professor of Beijing University.
那其他哈，其他也都是相当有学问啊。
And many the members are highly educated.
那另外就是美洲的部分哈。
And next is the South America.
北美洲就是加拿大了哈。
In North America, we have Canada.
加拿大是75年成立的哈。
And the church in Canada established in 75.
美国是69年建立的。
And in the States, the church established in 69.
那南美洲啊，中南美洲的部分有几个国家有我们的教会。
And in Central and South America, there are some churches. There are churches in some of the country.
最多的是阿根廷。
The most is in Argentina.
巴西。
Brazil.
智利。
Chile,
Dominica,
Dominican Republic,
玻利维亚
and Portugal,
还有萨尔瓦多
and Salvador.
这个是中南美洲的部分
and these are in the Central and South America.
那非洲哈，非洲最起先呢是建立在西非
and the earliest churches established in Africa was established in East.
最早的是奈及利亚
the most earliest one is in Nigeria.
然后是赖比瑞亚
and Liberia
加纳
Ghana
这两个国家都是85年建立的
and these churches are established in 1985
奈及利亚是79年建立的
Nigeria church was established in 79
其他就是象牙海岸
and the rest are found in the Ivory Coast
还有马拉威
and Maria
去年呢、传道人去建立了两个国家就是肯亚跟桑比亚
and last year the preacher has been to Kenya and Zambia
那目前呢南非也有差不多60个信徒
and in South Africa there are altogether 16 some members
也大部分是台湾的弟兄姊妹、移民去的
and these members a majority of them are from Taiwan immigrated there
最后就是这个大洋洲、澳大利亚跟纽西兰这两个国家
and next is in Australia and New Zealand
澳大利亚是82年建立的
and the church in Australia was established in 82
纽西兰呢90年建立
and in New Zealand 90
所以这样子哈、大约是42个国家目前有我们的教会祈祷所信徒
so at present there are altogether 42 country that have our churches as well as prayer house
这么多国家的建立哈、我给他分析啊大概有三个原因哈、
I can analyze the reason for the establishment of all these churches
第一啊就是接着传福音呢、来建立教会
first is through the spreading of gospel that all these churches are established
像韩国台湾都是靠着传福音建立起来的
like in Korea and in Taiwan that is through the spreading of gospel
像这个非洲啦印度啦都是传福音呢、来建立起来
and in Africa as well as in India
那这个也是比较重要的一个原因，所以我们要努力传福音呢，才能够多建立教会。
So one is this is very important reason for establishment of the church, which is spreading the gospel.
第二个原因呢，就是接着移民啊。
Second is through immigrants.
好像英国大部分从香港的亚洲移民过去。
It's just like in England, most majority of members are immigrants from
Hong
Kong.
每家地区也是一样。
And it's the same for members within North America.
还有这个澳洲啦，纽西兰都是啦。
And the same goes for Australia and New Zealand.
那第三个原因呢，就是接着这个留学生来建立的。
And the third reason for establishment of the church is through student overseas.
这个是不是在那个欧洲的部分啊？
It's especially so in European countries.
像法国、德国、奥地利，都是留学生去建立起来的。
For example, in France, in Germany, and in Austria, all churches there are established by overseas students.
那其他还有少数的原因呢，像这个结婚呐、或者是被派往国外工作然后定居下来了，种种原因都有。
And the other side, reasons are marriage or moving abroad to work.
那现在我们全球全球有七个总会。
And within this globe, there are altogether 7 general assemblies.
虽然有40多个国家有真耶稣教会，但是有总会的只有七个。
Although there are altogether 40 some countries that have our churches, only 7 general assemblies within this world.
就是韩国了。
One is in Korea.
台湾。
Taiwan.
马新总会。
In Singapore and Malaysia.
沙巴总会。
In Sabah.
这印尼。
Indonesia.
美国、英国。
America and England.
这七个国家有这个总会的组织。
And within this seven countries, we have this General Assembly.
我们这个真耶稣教会的联合总会啊，成立在1976年。
And our International Assembly was established in 1976.
当初啊，联络处是在台湾的台中。
And at first, it was established in Taichung, Taiwan.
那因为台湾呢，当时出入不方便呢，那汇款也不方便，所以在85年的时候啊，在沙巴州开会啊。把这个办事处搬到美国的洛杉矶啊。
Because the site for the General Assembly was not convenient, so they decide to move to America.
那么93年呢、啊？大家又认为台湾也有实际的需要，所以现在办事处有两个，一个在美国洛杉矶，一个是在台湾台中。
And in 93, they see there's a need for Taiwan to have an office as well. So we have one office in Taiwan and one in LA, United States.
那宣道中心啊，宣道中心有四个啊。
And we have four evangelical center.
一个是东北亚的宣道中心。
One is in
东北亚。
It is in Northeast Asia.
这包含韩国、日本、台湾、香港。
Which include Taiwan, Japan, and Korea.
他们要去关心呢、啊、中国大陆的工作。
And they hope that through this center that they can help out with the work in China.
第二个就是东南亚的宣道中心。
And the second center is in Southeast Asia.
它是三个总会组织的，就是印尼、沙巴、马新。
And they are established by three general assemblies, which is Indonesia, Sabah, and Singapore, Malaysian.
他们要去关心呢，印度、菲律宾、泰国、缅甸这些东南亚的国家。
And they want to care for the churches in India, Thailand, and in Burma churches.
那第三个就是美洲的宣道中心了。
And next is a evangelical center in America.
那他们要去关怀这个中南美国这些国家的哈。
And they want to care for the churches in Central and South America.
还有一个就是欧洲的宣道中心。
And next, is in Europe Evangelical Center.
他们要关怀欧洲大陆。
And they want to care for the churches in China.
以及这个非洲的工作。
As well as the churches in Africa.
这个组织大概是这样子哈。
And this is the structure of our church.
好，那我来做些传道的见闻哈。
And now I would like to preach.I would like to share with you what we see and hear in
our
teaching.
我先来谈一谈呢、啊，这个韩国哈。
First, I'd like to talk about in Korea.
韩国我去了四趟。
I have been to Korea four times.
韩国人呢、啊，通通讲韩国话。
And we all know that the Korean speak Korean.
老一辈的哈、啊，老一辈65岁以上的略懂日文。
And the older members know some Japanese.
那年轻的哈、啊，小部分懂得英语。
And the younger members, a minority of them know English.
我感觉全世界的在这样跑，就是到韩国去啊，语言最不通。
And I find that throughout the world, I've been, it is in Korea that I find the most obstacles in languages.
可是他们全国啊，到各地方就要去，就一个韩国话就通了啊。
And for them, within Korea, they just have to speak Korean.
他们的总会啊是在汉城。
They are, Headquarter is the their GA is in Seoul.
汉城现在有一所相当好的会堂。
And in Seoul there is a very good and beautiful chapel.
韩国是有一位裴长老啊，到日本去，那站在日本接受福音，把他带到韩国来的。
And the Korea Church established by elder who had been to Japan who brought the truth back, and he's Elder Pei.
他回到韩国3年以后，建设第一间教会。
And upon returning to Korea 3 years later, he established the first church.
再3年呢，就成立总会了。
And then later on, another 3 years, established the General Assembly.
刚刚我有说啊，现在韩国差不多有30间的教会，3000多个信徒。
I mentioned just now there are about 30 churches in Korea and with a membership of 3,000.
我第一次去韩国的时候
，The first time when I've been to Korea，
是跟杨长老一起去。
I went with Elder Yang.
韩国因为天气很冷。
Korea is very cold in the winter.
我不知道这边是怎么个冷法，不过韩国就是很冷就对哈。
It's very cold in Korea during winter.
他这个聚会啊，没有椅子，大部分坐在地板上。
And there's no pew within their church. They often sit down on the floor.
地板下面呢、啊，就有这个水管哈、啊，通着。 那水管就烧热水，不晓得用什么烧的哈，热热的，所以坐在那个地板上很舒服啊，冬天。
And the floor is heated up, so when you sit on the floor, you can feel the warm during winter time.
啊，所以他们这个聚会啦、吃饭啦、闲谈啦，都是坐在地板上。
So when they are having services or when they are talking or eating, they will all sit on the floor.
会堂里面有时候白天是做礼拜用，晚间就是睡觉用了。
Sometimes within the church, well, they use the worship place in the morning for worship, but at night they will sleep on the floor.
所以韩国人他们睡觉的时候要垫得厚厚的，盖得薄薄的，是这样子的。
And when they sleep, they have to sleep on very thick blanket, and they will have a thin blanket to cover them.
我第一次去不知道是垫得薄薄的，盖得厚厚的。
But the first time when I went there, I sleep on very thin blanket and covered myself with thick blanket.
到了半夜被烫醒了。
And at night, I was heated up by the heat from the floor.
受不了，我说怎么搞这么热啊？杨长老也醒过来了，我说这么热，他说是啊，就叫那个管理会堂说把它关掉好不好？管理会堂说不行哦，我现在热得不得了，怎么可以关掉啊？就来看我们，原来我们睡错了。
And it was so unbearable that we asked them to switch off the heat, but they say it's not possible. Then they realized that we have slept on very thin blanket.
所以他告诉我们，你盖的跟垫的倒过来就好了。
So that you should just switch it over. You sleep on thick blanket to cushion the heat.
垫厚厚的，盖薄薄的，很舒服了。
So later on, we sleep on thicker blanket. Famous things in Korea.
所以他们待客啊，最恭敬的就是让你吃人参鸡的。
And to show hospitality, they often cook ginseng chicken for you.
一个人啊，一大锅人参鸡，一只鸡哦，里面塞糯米呢、啊，塞一颗人参呢、啊，一大锅的汤啊，就这样吃了。
And they'll cook a pot of ginseng chicken with chicken stuffed with ginseng and all other herbs.
啊，我第一次去一个叫泉州教会，泉州哈。
And the first church that I've been there in Korea was in 泉州。
那个会堂比较大。
And that was a big church.
他们要开学生联会，都是利用那个会堂。
They often use that chapel to hold any kind of spiritual convocation.
但是啊，设备不好。
But they do not have good facility.
只有两间洗手间，一间弟兄，一间姐妹的。
They only have two washrooms, one for the brother and another one for sister.
弟兄姊妹通通睡会堂。
And all the brothers and sisters, they will sleep in the chapel.
100多个学生。
There are about 100 students.
早上啊，50多个排一间。
And in the morning, 50 members will line up for one washroom.
真是急得不得了啊。
And everybody will be in hurry.
好在啊，传道者优先哈，要不然呢，真的是急坏了哈。
Of course, for the elder, they will go first.
那到晚上要睡觉的时候。
At night, when before they go to sleep.
没有地方睡，就是睡会堂。
Everybody will sleep within the chapel.
那这个中间呢，从那边到这边呢，拉一条这个绳子哈，把那个布帘这样一拉。弟兄姐妹这样睡觉的。
And within the chapel, they will have the curtain that separate the brother's side and the sleeping and the sister's side.
大家都君子风度哈、啊，保持这个良好修养啊，不可以乱来哈、哦。一个布、啊、遮起来、啊。
And the curtain was to separate both the female and the male.
早晨呢、啊，就是打钟以后10分钟之内开幕。
And in the morning, when they ring the bell, they will open the curtain.
所以啊，动作慢的就曝光了。
So you have to be quick when you are changing.
所以那些姐妹后来学乖了，就是先把衣服穿好，然后内务慢慢整理啊。
And then the sister, they will always prepare themselves very ready before they open the curtain.
感谢主，现在这个泉州教会了，为了要接待啊，盖一个韩国教会啊，韩国总会啊。最好的会堂。
And we thank the Lord that in order to receive more members, they have built on the site one of the best chapel within Korea.
那这个教会能够建立起来，非常奇妙。
And it's a miracle how this chapel was built.
就是有一个弟兄啊，去买一块很大很大的土地啊。
Was a brother, Korean brother. He bought for himself a big land.
那个土地啊，在这个不显眼的地方，很便宜呀、啊。
And this land, because it's in a remote area, is very cheap. It's inexpensive.
他买了一大笔一大块。
So he bought for himself this big land.
准备说几年以后如果涨价了，把它卖掉，然后来盖会堂。
So he hoped for himself that in next few years that if the price of this land has increased, he want to sell the land.
没有想到他这种爱主的心哈，主耶稣祝福他。买来以后啊，差不多很短的时间呢，不，大概不到一个月哦， 政府就宣布啊，那一块土地的地方啊，是全韩国的温泉区的最好的温泉区。
And little did he know that later on when he bought that piece of land, that the government announced that that is a place with the best hot spring area, and so the price of land increased.
就这样子哈，一夜之间涨30倍。
So within a day, that the price of that land increased 30 times.
所以他就赶快把一部分土地卖掉，就开始盖会堂。
So he sold a portion of the land and built a church.
啊，一直盖会堂啊，土地一直涨，涨到后来将近100倍。
And then as he was building this chapel on that site, the price of that land continued to increase until 100 times.
现在我们就看那个全州教会啊，全韩国最好。
And if we were to go to see this church there, it's one of the best in Korea.
所以说神的恩典啊，够我们用。
And we can see that God's grace is enough for each
of us. 那么在我们开讲习会的时候。
And during the time when we have our seminar.
有一个姐妹啊，这是女执事啊。
There was a sister, she's a deaconess.
我就用日本话啊，用这个也。掺掺杂杂了，跟他谈了哈。
And I spoke with her a bit with Japanese.
我知道她的名字叫做苏感谢了，苏联的苏，感谢主的感谢，苏感谢。
And I know that her name is 苏感谢。
我说你的名字为什么叫感谢呢
？And I ask her why is that you are called by 感谢 in English, which is thank.
她说哈，因为哈、哦，主的恩典太大了。
And she says that the grace of God is too great.
她说她四十岁的时候啊。
She said that when she was 40 years,
满身都是病啊,
and she was filled with illnesses.
全身的五脏六腑啊，讲得出来的通通坏掉了。
She said that most part of her body are not well.
我说，那么你讲两三样啊，比较严重的给我听听。
So I asked her to tell me some of her illnesses that are most serious.
她说每样都很严重啊。
And she said that all her illnesses were very serious.
我说那随便呐、啊，捡两三样讲一讲。
And I just said just pick one of
A few of them. 她要洗肾脏。
She said that she has to have her kidney being clean.
而且那个肝呢已经硬化了，所以肚子已经吐出来硬硬的。
And also her liver is hardened.
啊，会吐血啊，有时候要吐一碗。
And sometimes she will spit up blood.
真的很严重啊。
And her illness are very serious.
最后啊，医生告诉她，她说你回去哈，你回去不必住院了。那你这种病呢、啊，什么东西都可以吃啊，你想吃什么都可以啊，所以尽量哈、啊、都不必拘束，那你就回家啊，这个跟啊你的家人呢、啊、团聚就好了。
And the doctor says your illnesses is beyond cure. You should go back home and reunite with your family and eat anything you want.
她是聪明人呐、啊，一听就知道啊，这我这个病是差不多了啦。
And she's wise.
所以什么都可吃啊。
That she's almost coming to the end of her life, so that everything she can eat.
那回去以后。
And the moment when she
刚好教会在开灵恩会。
There was a spiritual convocation within the church.
她就利用安息日中午啊，请求教会的负责人呐、啊，让她说几句话。
And so during one Sabbath afternoon, he requested to speak a few words in front of the congregation.
那个中午啊，他向弟兄姊妹讲了很多很多话。
And in the afternoon, he spoke a lot of words to the brothers and sisters.
他不是拜托弟兄姊妹为他祷告并得医治，没有，他没有这样讲。
She's not asking for the members to pray for her so that her illness can be cured.
他纯粹也是在讲一些道别的话了。
And she just wanted to say a few words of farewell.
讲得很感动人啊，声啊声泪啊俱下哈、啊。
And she was speaking with much tears and was very moving.
没有想到那一次哈、啊，那一次的祷告啊，结果大家不约而同的拼命为她祷告。啊，从那一天开始、啊，她的病一直好转，一直好转，后来完全好了。
And little did she know that after her farewell speeches, that everyone at the same time prayed for her illness to be cured. And after that speech, that her illness is slowly gradually recover.
那半年以后啊，她竟然怀孕了。
And half a year later, she was pregnant.
啊，她自己就吓了一跳，怎么办？我满身都是病，怎么可以怀孕
？And she was surprised that herself with so many illnesses, how can she have a baby?
所以她一直担心呢、啊，我这个孩子生下来以后啊，会不会把我所有的病都传给他、啊？那这不得了啊
！And she's afraid that her baby will carry with her illnesses.
啊，结果她告诉我，她的孩子十五岁了哈，从出生到十五岁啊，从来没有进过医院，也没有吃过一次医药，从来没有了，这是最健康的了。
And later on, she witnessed to me that her son now is 15 years old and he has never been to hospital. He's very healthy.
他非常感谢主啊！后来被安利女执事啊， 说什么名字？他说感谢的，感谢，所以他的名字叫做苏感谢。
And she's very thankful to God, and when she's ordained as a deaconess, she requests her name to change to 苏感谢 which is thanks.
那我再讲讲这个韩国的总负责哈，现在的总负责。
And now I'll talk about the brother in charge.
他是金提摩太长老。
Of general affair, and he is Elder Jin.
这一位金长老啊，他多我一岁哈。
And Elder Timothy Jin, he is older than me for a year.
略懂几句中国话。
He knows a little Chinese.
那我们两个就用日本话跟中国话啊来谈话。
So we speak with a little bit of Japanese and a little bit.
我才知道现在这个总负责这个金长老啊，真的是主耶稣特别爱他。
Then now I realize that this Elder Jin, God has shown strong mercy on him.
当传道三十年啊，传道三十年啊，生病哈、啊，生病二十年。
And for 30 years as a preacher, he has been ill for 20 years.
他什么病呢？
What kind of illness does he have?
就是全身长那个白斑呐、啊，啊，
And his whole body has white spot all over.
长到最后啊，整个脸都白了。
And the spot spread to his whole face that his face
那个白斑啊，是发亮的，皮肤亮亮的这样子。
And that kind of spot make his skin pigment white.
已经没有毛细孔都没有了啊，整个脸都白了。
And his whole face was white.
连头皮也白，所以整个头发都白。
And even his hair lose the pigment as well.
那为这个病呢、啊，他向主耶稣祷告。
And because of this illness, he prayed to Jesus.
说主啊，如果你愿意我当传道，你就要医治我的病。
And he prayed to Jesus that if you are willing for me to be a preacher, please heal me.
因为传道工作是公众人物啊，常常站在众人面前。那我这样子脸都白的哈、哦，这不能荣耀你呀、啊，所以你一定要医治我的病。
Because as a preacher, I always have to stand in front of the congregation. If my face is all white, how can I glorify you? So please heal me.
这样祷告祷告了二十年了，都没有好。
And he prayed for this for 20 years, and he was not healed.
我说、啊、他也过有耐力的、哦、要是我、啊、我可能早就辞掉了、
哦、And I said that he has a patience. If I were him, I would have given up.
最后一年呢、啊，他向总会请假一个月，跑到山上去进食祷告。
And for the last year, he went. He got a leave of a month and went up to the mountain and prayed.
后来、哦、我研究这个立位记、啊、我发现那个白斑、啊、是一种麻风病，应该是麻风病，因为圣经那个立位记里面有说到那个麻风病里面有一种、啊、就是全身长白，很可能、啊、所以 医不了。
And later on when I studied the book of Leviticus, I realized that this kind of illness that he has is one sort of illness that belongs to leprosy and it's beyond cure.
那在山上祷告一个月以后，禁食祷告一个月下来啊，并没有好。
And when this elder Jin went up to the mountain and prayed for a month fast and pray.
可是、啊、他不但没有失去信心了、啊、从山上下来以后充满信心、哦、非常 有信心。
When he returned from mountain, even his illness was not cured, but he still with much faith.
然后他告诉我，从山上下来之后，他每天祷告啊五个小时。
And since he returned from mountain, every day he prayed for 5 hours.、
早上五点到七点。
Every morning from 5 o'clock to 7.
中午啊十一点到十二点。
And in the afternoon from 12.
下午五点到六点。
And at night from 5 to 6.
夜间呢十一点到十二点。
At night from 11 to 12.
就这样一天祷告五个小时。
Every day he will pray for 5 hours.
为了他的病。
For his illness.
这样连续祷告365天
，And he prayed like this for 365 days.
满了一年以后啊，他这个病完全好了。
And 1 year was up, and he was fully recovered.
哇、哦，这很奇妙，全身都是白的。
His whole body was white.
竟然完全好了。
And it was a miracle that he was fully cured.
所以现在你看这个金长老，韩国总会总务这个金长老啊，面色带微红啊，好像我说你好像韩国的苹果，很漂亮。
And today, if you look at Elder Jin today, he is very healthy in his complexions.
所以他一直告诉我，我们的神是活的。我说对，感谢主，阿门。
And he always will tell me that our God is a living God, and I agree with him.
他现在呀，对我们真耶稣教会的这位真神呐、啊，是非常有信心。
And he's filled with much faith for our true God within our true Jesus Church.
目前呢、啊，他就注目在韩国总会。
And right now, he is pastoring in GA.
韩国那边因为传道人少，所以总负责要兼任教会的。
And because there are a few preachers there, he has to in charge of the general affair as well.
所以说，他说我这个病好了，不是绝对不是医药，也不是吃人参的啊。
He said, "I'm cured not because of medicine or ginseng."
是主耶稣医治我。
It's because of Jesus that.
你看，他为了这个病祷告二十年呢、啊。
You see, he has prayed for 20 years.
山上祷告 禁食祷告一个月。
He fasted and prayed on the mountain for 1 month.
再下来每天祷告五个小时，365天。
And he prayed at home for 5 years a day for 365 days.
难怪这么顽固的疾病呢，竟然好了。
And for such an illness, it was cured.
现在头发又黑的。
And now his hair is black again.
皮肤是红润色的。
And his complexion is very healthy and rosy.
假如你有机会到韩国去啊，你看看就知道是大神迹啊。
And if you have the chance to go to Korea, you will see him. He is one of the greatest miracles.
所以啊，我们的教会是真的。
So our church is true.
我们的神是活的。
Our God is a living God.
世界各地都有美好的见证。
Every part of the world, if you have been to all the churches, is filled with beautiful testimony.
那这一节我就先讲个韩国哈。
And this session, I'll just talk about Korea.
因为洗礼的弟兄姊妹刚回来哈，所以我们一起祷告。那休息十分钟，好不好
？Let us pray for and then have a break for 10 minutes.
一起祷告哈。世界大概的情形已经说了啊。
Just now in the previous session, I've roughly introduced to you the present condition of True Jesus Church throughout the world.
同时啊，我也见证韩国教会的情形。
I also testify to you the current situation of Korean churches.
这一节我想跟大家介绍一下我们在印度尼西亚的教会。
And this session, I'd like to introduce to you the Indonesian churches.
就是我们所说的印尼哈，印尼，我们中国都说印尼哈。这个印尼的教会啊，是建立在1941年哈。
And the church in Indonesia is established in 1941.
是在我们中国啊，有一位萧斯提凡之士啊，因为经商的关系啊，搬到印尼去。
And it was through Deacon Stephen Xiao that moved down to Indonesia from Taiwan.
当时啊，真耶稣教会啊，连一个信徒都没有。
At that time, there was no True Jesus Church member in Indonesia.
那萧执事啊，非常爱主，他也很热心在传福音。
And Deacon Xiao has much love for God, and he's very zealous in preaching the gospel.
他就想啊，这个地区啊，这么多中国人，也这么多人口哈、啊，全世界第四大的哈、啊，那竟然呢、啊，只有我一个是真耶稣教的信徒，所以他立志啊，要救印尼，要传福音给印尼。
And he taught for himself that in this whole world there are so many Chinese people, and I'm determined to spread the truth to the Chinese in Indonesia.
所以他就去买一幅这个印尼的地图啊，啊，挂在他的客厅呢、啊。他天天呢就跪在这个地图下面祷告，说主啊，求你把这个印尼哈、哦、赏赐给我，我立志啊啊要在印尼传福音。
And Deacon Xiao bought with him this Indonesian map, and in front of the map, he will often pray to Jesus so that he can spread the gospel to the Chinese in Indonesia.
感谢主啊，因为借着他努力传福音呢、啊，现在哈、啊、在印尼已经连祈祷所有26处了。
And thank the Lord that through all this hard work, that they're all together, churches plus prayer house, 26 of them.
信徒数啊超过5000名。
And membership with 5,000 members and above.
那大部分是华人。
And majority of them are Chinese.
差不多1/5啊是印尼人。
And 1/5 of them are Indonesian, the native Indonesian.
印尼这个国家讲话有两种，一是印尼话和中国话。
And there are two languages spoken in Indonesia. One is Indonesian, another one is Chinese.
那么现在印尼啊也组织了一个总会。
And in Indonesia, we have a general assembly being established.
同时啊，他创设迦南学校哈，他们学校叫迦南学校。
And they also started a Ghana school.
这个迦南学校啊，造就了很多很多的弟兄姐妹。
And this Ghana school has trained many brothers and sisters.
那因为办得很好，很赚钱，所以变成这个印尼总会啊，很好的一种收入。
And because this is a good school, it has bring it with it much revenue.
当初他们创办这个迦南学校的时候啊，是非常辛苦的。
And when they first started this Ghana school, it was very difficult in the beginning.
但是他创办了以后，因为办得很好啊，很多人都挤进来了。
Because having built this school with good foundation, many people want to come to this school.
所以要进这个迦南学校的人哈，都要自己买桌子、课桌要自己买。他买就买3年，3毕业不能带回家的，买权利而已哈。3年以后重新再卖一次，很赚钱呢、啊。
And everyone who want to come to this school, they have to buy for themselves a desk.And after that, they cannot sell the desk. And with that, they make a lot of profit.
但是比其他的教会啊，我们又是收费最低的啊。
And compared to other churches, that the fee that we ask for is very low.
那我22年前呢、啊，第一次到印尼去。
22 years ago, it was my first time that I've been to Indonesia.
我比起想起这个印尼哈、啊，20年前跟现在来比啊，进步太大了。
And to compare 20 years ago and now, it's vast different.
第一次去的时候啊，那个印尼的弟兄姊妹还有很多很幼稚的这种信仰啊。
And in the first time when I've been to Indonesia, many members there are still quite naive in their faith.
我第一次去啊，在海里面施洗。
The first time when I was there, I was baptizing some members in the living water.
很多弟兄姊妹从家里哈、啊、带那个大罐小罐的空瓶子啊，摆在那个海岸上哈、啊，等着要装海水。
And many brothers and sisters brought with them an empty container to bring back with them the sea water.
我看这个还没有洗礼结束，那个传道就在装了，一瓶一瓶的、啊、装在那个海岸旁边呢、啊，在等着信徒领回去了。
And before the end of the baptism, I saw the preacher actually filling the container with sea water for the members to bring back home.
结束，我说你在干什么
？And at the end, I asked him, "What are you doing?"
他说我在装宝血。
He replied that he is actually filling the container with precious blood of Jesus.
我说你装宝血干什么
？I said, "Why do you want to fill this container with blood?"
那弟兄姊妹要带回家去喝的啦。
He says that the brothers and sisters will bring back all this precious blood to drink.
我说你怎么知道这个是宝血
？How do you know that this water is precious blood?
知道啊，因为刚刚你还没有结束，还没有结束，你旁边都是宝血。
Because he says that before you end before you finish baptism, we saw the water was like blood.
那海水很脏的。
The seawater was very dirty.
我说你这个装个海水是要喝的吗？他说是要喝的。
So are you going to actually drink this seawater?
他说我们弟兄姊妹哈、哦、有什么感冒啦、发烧啦、啊、什么疾病啦哈，倒一杯奉耶稣的名喝下去，百病都除掉啊。
And so if any of our members are ill, they just have to drink this water, and in the name of Lord Jesus, they can cure their illness.
因为他们已经喝了二十几年了，我也不敢一下子就禁止，我慢慢跟他讲。
And they have drank those water for over 20 years, and I didn't dare to stop him, but I will tell him slowly.
我说我们得到平安是主的恩典，不是靠这个海水。
I told him that we receive peace is through the grace of God, it's not through this sea water.
我说这个海水啊很脏，你一晃又晃半年，喝半年，那个细菌不晓得有多少。我说是主耶稣保守你们哦，要不然呐、啊，喝了反而有病。他说我们很平安哦。
He said the sea
不知道的时候很平安了、啊，现在知道了不可以。我跟他这样讲。
The seawater is very dirty. If not for the guidance of Jesus, you would be ill.
感谢主，现在已经不喝了。
And thank the Lord, right now they do not.
所以我们指导他，他还是会改进的。
And after we taught them, they have changed.
那第一次啊，到一个我们这个地球、哦、有一个赤道哈、哦，赤道上面有一间真耶稣教会的真耶稣教会，就是在印尼的昆甸啊，他们叫 Bondiana。
And on the equator, there's a church of just little above the equator in Pontiana Church.
那这个教会啊，这个教会在祷告的时候。
And within this Pontiana Church, when they were praying,
弟兄姊妹到前面来按手祷告。
The members come to the front to be laid hand.
那我正在按手的时候，有一女执事啊，我很客气，赶快去卫士上把我这一本圣经拿过来啊。
And when I was laying hand, there was a sister went to the pew and brought my Bible to the front.
他说传道啊，你按手的时候要把你的圣经呢、啊、放在那个人的头上，这样按啊，要这样按。
And she says that when you're laying hand, please put this Bible on that person's head and then lay your hand on this Bible.
因为当时正在祷告，我也不跟他讲，我就假装没有听到一样，我就不拿了。
At that time, I pretend I didn't hear, so I didn't go and take my Bible.
等到结束了，我说你这是你刚刚说什么
？And later on, at the end of the session, I asked the deaconess, "Why did you say that?"
他说按手啊，就要拿你的圣经这样按呢、啊。我说为什么
？I asked her, "Why do you have to allow me to lay hand on my Bible?"
他说这个圣经里面有很多神的平安、恩典、福气、应许。你这样一按啊，平安就下去了。
He says that there are many promises, peace, joy, love within the Bible. So once you lay hand on it, all this love will pass through the Bible onto your head.
我就笑笑跟女执事讲，我说女执事啊，那圣经里面也有疾病、灾难、咒诅哈、患难一大堆。如果这样一按哈、哦，那疾病下去怎么办
？And also I replied that there are also many curses and illnesses and plague in the Bible. If I were to lay hand, will all this pass through the Bible and enter into your head?
他说传道啊。你不可以咒诅啊！你咒诅，咒诅会下去啊！你要祝福，祝福平安就下去。所以当然，祝福就不会有咒诅啊！我说哦，原来如此哈。
The deaconess says that you should not curse, you should bless, and with blessing, all these good things will go into that person.
后来我也慢慢跟他谈。
And later on, I taught her slowly.
我说啊，得恩典呢，不是要放圣经不必，我们要听圣经的话，按照圣经的教训去做，不是这样按的，不是。
And to receive the grace of God, we have to listen and do the words of God.
嗯，感谢主啊，她接受了啊、哦，所以现在去也不必再拿圣经按手了。
And I thank the Lord that she accepted, and now I don't have to take my Bible when I lay hands.
到了一个地方叫做 Solo 哈、哦、，Solo 这个教会。
And I've been to another church called Solo Church.
前面呢，通通空的椅子摆在后面。
And in the front, it's all empty. They move all the chairs and pews behind.
我说前面空这么多干什么
？I say, why is that you have to make your front so empty?
传道人说要祷告用的。
And the preacher says that it's used for prayer.
我说祷告用也不必空这么多啊。
You don't have to leave such a big empty spot in front.
他说全体都来了。
He says the whole congregation will move to the front.
那为什么这样子呢？
Why do you have to move to the front?
他跟我讲，他说这个讲台哈，这个叫施恩宝座。
He says this pulpit is the throne of grace.
所以第一排啊，一定要碰宝座。
And the first front have to touch this throne.
所以那个教会祷告很奇妙哈，第一排就碰讲台，砰砰砰砰砰。
The members praying in front, they have to keep hitting this pulpit.
那第二排去碰第一排。
And the second row will hit the front row.
他的意思就是这个施恩宝座留给第一排，啊，第一排留给第二排，这样碰碰碰碰。
Which means this throne of grace will move to the first row and the second row and third row.
他还说啊，这个根据希伯来书第四章的啊、哦。
And they say that it's according to Hebrew chapter 4.
我就跟他讲，希伯来书第四章那个施恩宝座就是主耶稣。
I told him that the throne of grace in Hebrew is referring to Jesus.
这个是讲台。
This is just a lectern.
如果这个是施恩宝座，那你在家里祷告都无效哦，因为你家没有施恩宝座，怎么办？
And if this is the throne of grace, then your prayer will be ineffective at home because you don't have a throne of grace at home.
所以我跟他讲啊，施恩宝座是主耶稣来到施恩宝座前，就是来到主耶稣面前的意思了。
To come before the throne of grace is to come before Lord Jesus.
啊，感谢主，解释的都懂啊。
And after I told her,
所以我就发现了，原来就是因为传道人很少去。
And I realized that because there are very few preachers that will go to this
area. 那么那个第一个那个肖执事，因为是很热心呢、啊，他没有办法到各地去解释这个圣经给弟兄姊妹听呢、啊。
Although Deacon Xiao is very zealous for God, but he cannot go to many places to explain the truth.
啊，所以我才说啊，我们要常常来做礼拜。
So that's why I say it's very important that we often have to come for services.
接着听道理啊，我们信心会进步。
And to listen to the truth, that our faith will increase.、
啊、昨天呢、啊，早上我在这里建议啊。要来开个神学训练班哈。
Yesterday morning, I suggest that we should have a theological seminar held here.
将来啊，假如这些负责人有这样子计划，我想我们应该的要踊跃参加才对。
And in future, if we have such a plan, we should all come for such a seminar.
好，那第一次啊，第一次到印尼去证道。
And first time when I was in Indonesia giving my sermon,
在雅加达的会堂啊，我开始讲道。
I was giving a sermon in Jakarta Church.
开始讲道，我就引证。一节圣经。
And when I was speaking, I took a verse from the Bible.
我事后才想，哇，这个圣经哈、哦，每个国家看的角度都不同，很奇妙。
Then I realized that this the perspective that everyone look at this Bible verse is different.
从那个时候开始，我讲圣经更谨慎了。
And from then onward, I'm very cautious when I'm speaking from the Bible.
啊，现在我们先看一下以赛亚书二十四章。
Let's turn to this verse in Isaiah.
十五节。
Chapter 24.Verse 15, Isaiah chapter 24:15.
以赛亚书二十四章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 24 verse 15.
因此，你们要在东方荣耀耶和华，在众海岛荣耀耶和华以色列的神的名。我第一次站在雅加达的会堂啊，我就引证这节圣经来见证神怎么样在这个东方的海岛台湾来荣耀他，我就这样见证了。
The first time when I speak in Jakarta Church, I was telling the members how God is trying to how Taiwan give glory to God.
啊，我讲得很高兴，大家听了也很高兴。
And everyone was filled with much joy.
因为我说这一节圣经就是在描写台湾。
Because this verse I refer that the east.
是东方又是海岛
It's from the east and it's an island of the sea.
那我讲完了以后哈啊，刚下去哦，有一个青年班的主席来找我。
And having finished my sermon, there was a brother in charge of the youth class.
哎，他说啊，哎，你刚刚说那个十五节是指台湾吗？
And he came and asked me, do you refer that verse 15 to Taiwan?
哎，我说是啊，因为台湾在东边又是海岛。
And I said, it's true, because Taiwan is from the east and it's an island of the sea.
台湾啊, 得到主耶稣很大的祝福。
Because Taiwan received much blessing from Jesus.
到处都有真耶稣教会。
Everywhere you go in Taiwan, there are True Jesus Church.
真的是荣耀神的名。
And truly, it glorified the name of Lord.
诶, 他说哦, 我看这个字印尼。
And I think that this refers to Indonesia.
我说, 突然愣住了, 我说怎么会指印尼呢?
And I said, how can this be Indonesia?
他说我们印尼是东南亚, 也算东啦, 哦,
Our
东南亚嘛,
Indonesia
也算东, 哦,
is from Southeast Asia, it's also from the east.
那下面是中海岛, 你们台湾这一个岛, 我们印尼差不多一万个岛啊, 一万个啊。
And here, the last verse it says, islands, which is plural of the sea, and Taiwan is only singular.
那这里明明讲, 重海岛, 很多啊, 所以我看是印尼啊。
And here refers islands, many islands, and I think it's definitely Indonesia.
那我就说了, 但是我们台湾比较东啊, 你是东南亚, 我们比较东, 我们正东啊, 所以应该是台湾啊。
And I say that our Taiwan is more east than your Indonesia, so I think this is Taiwan.
后来他说, 好了, 那么这个东方啊, 是台湾啊, 那重海岛印尼, 这样都对了吧。
And say, how about the east is Taiwan, and the island is Indonesia?
我说, 好了, 好了, 那我们两国合作好了, 哦,
then I say that then let us work together.
哦, 到处荣耀主, 哦,
and wherever we go, we glorify
哦,
God.
所以后来啊, 我讲到我很谨慎啊, 嘿, 你在台湾看是台湾啊, 在印尼他看的那个是印尼啊, 说不定啊, 你们加拿大说这个是加拿大, 哦, 因为加拿大是又拿又加又大, 哈, 说不定是指加拿大, 哦,
and so in future, I was very cautious wherever I speak because everyone have different perspective.
后来啊, 16节, 哦, 那个什么纽西兰澳洲人哎这个十六节指我们澳洲哎
And then in verse 16 the Australian and the New Zealander they refer the end of the earth as Australia
我们最靠地极啊
And
我们最靠地极啊
Because they are at the end of the earth
所以后来我们在澳洲献堂礼的时候啊
And so that time during our church dedication in Australia,
我特别, 特别, 唱一首赞美诗,
and especially I sang a hymn.
那首赞美诗
276首, and it's hymns 276.
我从小唱到现在了,
and I always will sing hymns
since when I was young.
And I've sang this hymn for about 50 years.
澳洲还没有教会的时候, 我唱这个第二节, 我就搞不清楚什么叫澳洲。
And before there was church in Australia, I don't understand
where Australia. 所以你看这个第二节,无论亚非欧美澳洲,
哦, in Chinese hymn, you see that in the second verse, there's Australia among America and Europe and Africa.
那纽西兰的弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，以后如果赞美诗修改的话，不要澳洲了，说纽澳了，纽澳这样就好了。
The New Zealand member says that in future they should have New Zealand as well as Australia written in the verse.
那说不定将来那个美啊，你们要说要叫美加了哈。所以哈，我们唱诗讲到了做什么哈？ 会先想到自己就是对的但是有时候要考虑到别人。So
in future when we are singing hymns or preaching, we also have to consider our audience.
好，那在印尼的时候啊， 我去了最多次。
I have been to Indonesia many times.
印尼现在很进步。
In Indonesia is very
他们不但成立总会。
Not only do they have a GA there,
还有迦南学校。
They also have a Ghana school.
4年前他们设立神学院。
4 years ago, they established a theological seminary.
现在已经毕业两批了。
And they have two group of graduates.
他每年都有计划的把传道人送去台湾。
And every year, they plan to send preachers to Taiwan.
有总会出钱的，每年去三个。
And from the GA, there were finance expenses.
那么现在他们去台湾考察以后，回来以后啊，重新来建立他们的印尼教会。
And having observed the Taiwan churches, they went back to Indonesia to reestablish their church.
所以我发现印尼教是一个很有潜力在进步中的一个总会。
And I think that Indonesian church are one with much potential, one with a lot of improvement.
盼望我们加拿大地区也能够真的是一步一步的来进步。
And I hope that Canadian churches can also improve as well.
那现在我来谈谈欧洲的英国。Now
I'm going to talk about the church in Europe, England.
英国啊, 都是我们香港、亚洲的弟兄姊妹搬过去的。
And a lot of the members from England are immigrants from Hong Kong churches.
在, 在英国啊啊，我们会发现很亲切哈。
And if you were to go to England, you'll find feel the warmth within the
church. 90%以上的哈都是开餐馆的。
90% of the members there are restaurant owner.
所以你去访问英国教会，不怕没有中国料理吃啊。
And if you were to go there, you surely will have Chinese food being served.
家家户户都是开餐馆。
Most members there they own a restaurant.
去英国啊，印象很深刻。
I have deep impressions of England churches.
我刚刚说英国有八间教会。
Just now I mentioned there are 8 churches in England.
苏格兰五间，英格兰三间。
5 in Scotland and 3 in England.
那有一间祈祷所在剑桥大学。
And one prayer house in Cambridge University.
现在它有总会。
And there is also a GA in England.
有三位传道人。
3 preachers altogether.
我对英国的感想是这样子哈，全世界啊最早的早祷会在英国。
And my thought about England churches is one of the earliest morning prayer is in England.
台湾的上帝教会啊，早祷会是早上5:30，有的是5:00。
In Taiwan, within the Aboriginal churches, the morning prayer is 5:00 in the morning.
那农忙期啊，早祷会是4:00。
And sometimes, it's 4:00 in the morning.
我们加拿大是9:00啊。
And in Canada, it's 9:00.
太阳已经到这边了啊。美国有的是10:00。
And in States, some church have their prayer in
10:00. 英国的早祷会啊，早上1:00。
And in England, the morning prayer is 1 a.m.
起先呢，我搞不懂为什么用着1:00早祷会。
And at first, I don't understand why do they have prayer session at 1 a.m. in the morning.
去住了2天才晓得哦，原来如此。
Then I realized after I stayed there for 2 days.
他们就是开餐馆的，一直开到12:00打烊。
Because they all own a restaurant and they close their restaurant at 12:00.
晚上12:00打烊啊，他们就收拾，差不多12:30结束了，关门。
When they close their restaurant at 12:30 p.m.
然后车子都开到教会来了。
And they close at 12:30 a.m. and they will all drive to the church.
1:00开始聚会。
And they'll start their service 1:00 at night.
聚会一个小时再回去。
And then they will have a service for an hour and they'll return.
所以全世界最早的早祷会在英国。
So the earliest prayer session is in England.
所以第一次去啊，他说啊，传道啊，你哈先睡觉啊，12:00吃宵夜啊，那早上1:00聚会。
And when I first got there, they asked me to go to take a nap, and then wake up at 12 to have a snack, and then I can give a sermon at 1:00.
感谢主，那真的是大家都来呢。
And indeed, 1:00 in the morning, everyone was there.
早上1:00聚会啊，精神很好，大家很有精神。
Wide awake at 1 a.m.
这是很难得的哈。
And this is very rare.
那英国开灵恩会哈，开3天。
And in England, they have spiritual convocation for 3 days.
家家户户都关门。
Everyone will close their restaurant.
他们开餐馆了，特别教会印一张公布哈、哦，那个布告、啊，向洋人公告了，说我们教会开3天灵恩会，所以3天呢、啊、没有中国料理供应，对不起，这样子啊。
And they will put a sign outside their restaurant saying that they're going to have a spiritual convocation. So for the next 3 days, their restaurant will not be open.
还有，如果你们想吃中国料理，欢迎到教会来免费供应，这样子。
And also on the sign is written that if you want to especially have Chinese serving, you should come to the church and you will have Chinese food being served there.
那么3天之间呢，全体信徒都在教会。
And within that 3 days, every members were in the church.
他们开礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三灵会是干，礼拜天不敢开灵会，因为是最忙的哈。
And they have spiritual convocation Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. They don't have it on Sunday because the restaurant's busy.
在英国，英国因为4年前开这个神学训练班哈开办。
And in England, 4 years ago, they started this theological seminar.
所以我连续3年了、啊、去英国啊去讲课。
And for last 3 years, I've been speaking and giving sermon in England.
那第一班神学班毕业的时候
，The first graduate from the theological seminar.
这个终身难忘的一件事哈。
It's one thing that I will never forget.
因为那个学员呢、啊，100多个哈。
Because there are altogether hundreds over students.
买个小礼物啊，送给这个讲员呐、啊。
And so they bought a little gift for the preacher.
那只有我来自外国，其他都是本国的。
And only I came from afar.
那一个学员就给传道人这个礼物哈、啊，在前面呢、啊。
And so the student they all give the gift.
那我排在最后面，所以我认真看怎么做哦。接了就握手，这个我会啊。
Then I was from the last of the line, so I observed how I'm going to receive the gift and then shake hand.
没有想到， 给我礼物啊，这代表给我礼物那个是法国来的姐妹呢。
And I didn't realize that
大学生好。
The person who is going to give me gift is a sister from France.
那她就把礼物给我了。
She gave me the gift.
我正要伸手握手，她就抱着就亲了哈。
And then
哇，我吓了一跳，我没有这样被一个大女人这样亲过的。
And before I accept the gift.She hugged me and she wanted to kiss me, and I've never been kissed by someone else like that.
我当场愣在那边了，我就动不动就随便她。
And then I was just standing that and let her do whatever she want.
她旁边就有声音了，就。
And she would kiss me.
就走了。
With hug, and then she would left.
还被人家拍照，哇！我吓了一跳，糟糕。
And they even take a picture of us.
这一下百口莫辩了。
And I cannot argue with this.
我回来啊，跟传道讲哈，传道说。哎呀，你还好，我们那个王传道啊，有一个国外的姐妹回去给他这样亲嘴问安了、啊，他可能推走啊。
And then,
我说感谢主，我没有推，我就是这样站着。
At least you're more courteous because in the past there was a preacher Wang, he actually pushed the sister aside.
没有想到啊，去华国的第一站就是住他的家了。
And I didn't know that the first stop that I got is at her house in France.
冤家路窄啊，碰在那边呢、啊。
And I met her again.
一进门啊。他的爸爸就告诉我。
And the moment I entered into the door of the father said,
因为他爸爸我认识、啊。
I know the father.
哎，陈丹娜，我的女儿从这个英国回来哈，不高兴哦，说我跟那个传道人问安了、啊，他像木头人呢、啊，动都不动的。
And the father replied that when the daughter was not happy when he came back from England because when I was greeting to this preacher, but he was he has no reaction.
啊，我一说啊，对不起，对不起啊，真的是对不起，我不懂得这样子的问安呐、啊。
Then I immediately apologized because I'm not used to this way of
greeting. 后来啊，我全世界这样一跑，才知道哦，世界各地问安的情形都不同。
Then having been moved all over to different countries, I realized the greetings is different.
如果你去台湾啊，哈利路亚，好，就这样就好了。
And in Taiwan, you just say to
each other, 平安平安。
Hallelujah.
就觉得哈，可是到南洋去啊，一定要握手。
But in Southeast Asia, if you greet each other, you have to shake hands.
男男女女都握手。
Whether you are a male or female, you have to shake
hands. 以前呢，我们台湾的姐妹跟弟兄是不握手的。
In Taiwan, the past, we never touch hands.
所以南洋的弟兄会准备到台湾去握手啊，姐妹跟弟兄握手，弟兄很不好意思。他姐妹更不好意思。
Taiwan sisters or brother are not used to shaking hands when they were in Southeast Asia.
到印尼去哈，第一次在雅加达握手温暖，握300多个。
And in Indonesia, it's the first time I shook hands with 300 members.
因为理事长把我带到门口去，说今天要大家都握，因为你第一次来。
This is the first time you hear you have to shake hands with everyone.
连那个抱着小孩子也要握，300个啊，那顿两下就600了，再顿三下是1000多个。真的有一点手酸呢。
So having to shake hands with so many members, I can feel a little bit tired.
所以后来到南洋去，我知道了，就握一握，就不要顿，嚯、哦，这不得了啊！两三百个人呢，七八百下，这个手真的会受伤啊。
I just have to hold the hand and not shake too much.
有的弟兄，一顿就顿好几个。
Otherwise, I'll be too tired.
哦，这是南洋。
This is in Southeast Asia.
那你到韩国去又不同了。
If you were in Korea,
韩国啊，韩国这个弟兄姊妹一看到就敬礼。
And in Korea, when you meet with brother and sister, that you have to bow your head.
那通常啊，都是男人先起来。
And then it's only the man that raised first.
或者长辈先起来。
And then the elder would raise first.
那你跟他敬礼啊。
If you were to bow your head,
我们一下子就起来了。
You cannot just raise your head immediately.
看到那个姐妹还这样子，我们不好意思，我们再点一下，他又点第二下了。
So you have to make sure the other party raise their head first, otherwise you have to bow again.
他还在，还我们不好意思，再小小点，他又点第三下，就两个人一直点，一直点，点不完。这个韩国的规矩哦。
And this is a greeting in Korea.
所以你到韩国去，人家跟你敬礼哈，你适可而止，一下就好了。你不管他点几下，反正你这样就好了。
You only have to bow once when you're in Korea.
可是到纽西兰去又不同了。
And when you're in New Zealand, it's
different. 纽西兰那个毛利族啊，用鼻尖问安呢、啊，这样子。
Maori, they use their nose to greet each other.
看到了就用鼻子这样磨磨一磨。
And they are rubbed nose with each other.
我说刚好那个纽西兰他们鼻子长长的哈，很凸啊，外国人呐、啊，像中国人这个鼻子那么短呐、啊，那鼻子没有碰到是碰到嘴巴了。
所以，but for Chinese because you don't have a high nose, Then you might just touch each other's lips when you are greeting each other.
那个用鼻子问，当时实在很奇怪。
And it's very strange for me first time to see people greeting each other with rubbing nose.
美国那个吴约翰长老第一次到巴西去。
And there was a preacher John Wu from States.
那回去台湾啊，做见证
哈。He went to Brazil and then,
刚好是传道人很多的时候。
He went back to Taiwan to give.
他说我去巴西哈，这个做礼拜。
He said that I went to Brazil to give a sermon.
哦，聚会完了，在门口一个一个哦，这个亲嘴问安。
Everyone were at the entrance. Then later, greeting each other and kiss.
他说啊，亲嘴问安了，问三十分钟啊，亲嘴三十分钟，这样还带笑容，面带笑容，这个嘴巴好酸哦。
He said so tiring that you have to kiss and hug, when greeting each other.
所以您看，这个世界虽然不大哈，倒是问安的方式这么的多啊。
Even this world is not very big, but there are many different ways of greeting each other.
啊，在英国就发现这件事，我这一辈子终身难忘啊。
And I will never forget about this incident in England.
我给那个姐妹的爸爸一直道歉，我说我回去我要跟那个孙女儿我要学一学。
And I keep apologizing to this father.
可是到现在还是没有办法学不会啊，这个很不习惯。
And I still cannot learn their way of greeting each other because I'm not used to it.
应该是从小这样大起来，这样比较自然一点。
And this is something that you learn since young.
再来就是在英国啊，也看了一件很有趣的事哈。
And in England, I also seen something very interesting within the
church. 英国最南边的一个教会叫 Portsmouth 这个教会。
There is a church in the southern part of England, Portsmouth Church.
刚好灵恩会完了。
At the end of the spiritual convocation,
圣餐领完了，在吃爱餐的时候
，and they were having a fellowship meal.
有四个姐妹啊，一样高啊，就站在一起。
And there were four sisters of the same height. They were standing together.
一律啊，穿黑色衣服的。
And four of them were wearing black clothing.
我一看，我还以为是四胞胎的。
And I thought they were four twins.
差不多高啊，都是穿同样衣服，脸呢、都是差不多一个模式的了。
And they were standing together, same height, and they looked alike.
刚好他的爸爸来了。
And then their father came.
我就说这个是你的小姐吗
？And then asked the father, "Are these your daughters?"
他说是的。
And then he replied, "Yes."
我说是不是四胞胎啊
？Are they quadruplet?
他说没有了。
He said, "Of course they are not."
十七、十八、十九、二十了。
They are 17, 18, 19, 20 years old.
小的追起来，大的已经不长了，所以一样高了。
They are all the same height.
我说哦，那你这么多千金小姐哈
？He said, "You have so many daughters."
他说啊。我到英国来的时候啊，我已经下定决心了，跟太太讲哈，英国这个地方信徒太少，所以我们要多生几个比较快。
And I told my wife that there are very few members in England, so I didn't know that she kept giving birth to a daughter, so I was a little bit angry.
啊，第一胎生女儿。
The first one's daughter.
啊，无所谓，反正男女都一样嘛哈。
It doesn't matter.
我在给她起名。
So I gave her name.
大女儿。
The elder daughter.
叫做耀兰呐、荣耀的耀，兰花的花，兰花的兰呐、耀兰，耀兰。其实它的意思就是要下一个要带一个男的来了，所以这自己叫耀兰，耀兰，我一直叫耀兰，耀兰。
And the first one is 耀兰 meaning that I'm trying to have another son. The next
耀兰，耀兰叫了一年了，第二胎还是女的了。
And then even they are wishing for another son, the second one is still a daughter.
虽然失望了，但是还是要起名了，就给他起名叫戴帝。戴是戴帽子的戴，帝是弟弟加一个女字旁，还是女生的名字的戴帝，戴帝这样。
And the second daughter is 戴帝, which is also hoping for another son.
耀男戴帝，耀男戴帝，第三个又是女的。
And then the third kid is again a daughter.
耀男也要不到，戴帝也带不来啊。
And even though they're wishing for a son,
第三个又是女的。
The third one is still a daughter.
还是不灰心哦，给她起名叫望儿，希望的望，儿子的儿，望儿。
And then the third daughter is called 望儿, is like hoping for a son.
三个名字叫起来蛮好的，耀南、戴帝、望儿。第四个又是女的了。
And little did they know that the fourth child is again a daughter.
这一气呀、连名字都不起了。
And he was so angry that he refused to give the daughter a name.
跟太太讲啊。没有用的，你自己起名字好了。
And she told the wife to give the daughter a name.
反正呢、你肚子里装的都是女的了。
And since whatever comes out from you is daughter.
那这个第四个太太没有办法，先生不起名了，所以自己就随便给他起一个名字了。
And so the fourth one, the wife just gave a name.
她不会像先生想的这么周到的哦。
And the name she gave is not as interesting as a son.
第四个这个一随便起啊，第五个来一个男的了。
And the fifth one is indeed a son.
所以这个弟兄告诉我，哎呀，生男生女啊，都在乎神啊，人没有办法。
And then this brother told me that whether you're going to have a son or a daughter is all because of God.
我一直要男就是要不到。
I want a son, but I can't.
叫他带个弟弟的也带不来啊。
I can't even wish what I want.
满心盼望一个儿子也盼望不到。
I was hoping so much for a son.
我忘记了，结果来一个男的。
It's only when I give up, then I have a son.
他说我生这些女儿啊，给我学一个教训。
I have all this daughter, I've learned a lesson.
生死在神手中。
Whether you're living or you're dead, it's within the
hand of God. 是男是女也是神赏赐的。
Whether it's a male or female, they're all a gift from God.
现在想起来，我这些女孩子啊，还真好哎。
And now she's thinking that all my daughter are very good.
很体贴我。
They are all very nice to me.
皮鞋啊，都是他们擦的。
They are all polished my shoe.
最懂父母亲的心就是这些女孩子。
And all this woman, this daughter, understand the heart of the parents.
想起来也是一样哈，确实是这样子啊。
And I think it's indeed truth.
男的有男的好，女生有女生的好。
Both have their own merit.
其实女生真的是比较懂父母心呢，体贴了。
It's true that daughter understand.
男孩子比较粗线条了
哦。And maybe men are more callous.
所以啊，不管男不管女啊，都是神的赏赐。
Whether it's man or woman, they're all gift from God.
这是我在英国啊碰到一件这个起名的事啊，很奇怪哈。
And this is something interesting that I've met in England.
那无独有偶，我到德国去也碰到一件。
And also I met another interesting things in Germany.
德国有一个叫科隆这个地方。
There was a place in
Cologne, 他们叫 Cologne.
In Germany called Cologne.
这个地方啊，家庭聚会在一个中国大陆来的一个姐妹家。
And they have a family service in the house of a sister from China.
窄窄的哈，坐了二十几个人。
Within a small house, there were altogether 20.
算是很有爱心的，把客厅让出来嘛哈。
And so they give the sitting room for the service.
聚会完，我就问说啊，姐妹你来自何方？她说福建来的。
And at the end of the service, I asked the sister, "Where are you from?" She said, "I'm from Phuket."
你叫什么大名啊
？And what is your name?
她说我的名字叫马拉拉。
And she says that my name is Martha.
你爸爸是基督徒吗
？She says that is your father a Christian?
是啊，我爸爸就是真耶稣教的信徒。
And she replied that yes, true, my father is a member of True Jesus Church.
我说你爸爸知不知道这个马拉的意思
？Does your father know the meaning of Mara?
他说知道，苦啊，苦。
And he said, she said, she replied, she understand, it's bitter.
那明明知道苦，为什么给你起马拉？
Why does he give you this name called bitterness?
他说我爸爸说啊，我出生在战乱，一辈子很苦，所以啊，让我记住你是苦命儿，你是苦命女，所以特别起叫马拉了。
And she says her father wants her to remember that she was born during the time of turmoil so that she can remember.
他说传道啊，我真的这个名字害了我呢，从中国大陆苦苦到德国还在苦啊，所以这个起名字很重要，你们传道人为人起名要起好一点的，这样讲了。
And then she replied that her life is very bitter indeed since China until Germany.
我就跟这个马拉姊妹讲，我说马拉不会，这个名字不一定说一定按照这个名字的命运的，只要你爱主，你守道，主耶稣会改变人的。
And then I said to her that your destiny does not depend on your name Mara. You just have to love God and your life will change.
我就这样安慰她了啊。
So I comforted her.
我第二次去德国。
And the second time when I've been to Germany.
她结婚了。
She's married.
我说你先生叫什么
？And I ask her what's the name of your husband.
很奇妙，叫丰年呢、啊，丰年呢、啊，丰富的一年呢、啊，丰年。
And the husband's name is 丰年 which is harvest year.
我说啊，姐妹啊，那你的命啊已经改了哈，丰年。那马拉遇到丰年呢、啊，就一切都改变了。
And I say that your destiny has changed since Mara met with the harvest year.
更妙的，旁边一个姐妹说，哎，张娜。他生一个女儿叫拿俄米，拿俄米就是甜的意思，你知道吗
？And then they even give up to a daughter, and daughter's name is Naomi, which is sweetness.
那奇怪，马拉嫁给丰年，竟然生个拿俄米。
And Mara married 丰年 and gave birth to Naomi.
这个名字跟那个英国那个有异曲同工之妙啊。
And they all have the same sort of intentions, the one in England as well.
其实啊，名字不一定是说带给人怎么样福气啊，要紧就是我们守道最重要了。
It doesn't mean that the names will bring with you any blessing, but what's more important is
要不然呢？像以前在福建呢、啊，福建有两家信徒在隔壁，一个把孩子起名叫彼得，一个说不，你彼得，我的孩子叫保罗。
And in Phuket province, there was two family giving their son's name. One is Peter, another family Paul.
那彼得保罗没有事啊，小孩子们长大了，五六岁、七八岁，哎，彼得跟保罗打架了。
And then when these Peter and Paul grew up, they fought with each other.
哇，打起来了！爸爸说，哎，你彼得打我们保罗没有？保罗先出手的。这个名字好听有什么用？
Does it mean that if your name is beautiful, but you still have to do good deeds?
那彼得跟保罗在打架。
Peter and Paul were fighting.
所以这个名字，我想这个中国人很看重这个名字的笔画啦，名字的意义啊。其实哈，基督徒啊，最主要的就是要遵守主的道，
Chinese,
遵守主的教训啊。
Chinese, they place a lot of emphasis on meaning of the name, but what is more important for Christian is obey the teaching of the Lord.
这是在国外哈碰到一些啊有趣的事哈。
These are some of the interesting things I met overseas.
有机会啊，我们应该哈组个团呐，到各地去走一走。
If we have a chance, we should form ourselves a group to.
我们这边到英国去很近啊。
It's very close. For us to go to
England. 听说飞机票也很便宜。
And is the ticket there is very cheap.
英国的弟兄姊妹都很亲切。
And the brothers and sisters, they are all very warm.
一律讲广东话。
They all speak Cantonese.
年轻人一律讲英语。
And the young people speak English.
这两种话去都通的哈。
And if you can speak these two languages, you're no
problem. 那差不多一半的人也会讲华语。
And some of them can speak Chinese.
所以世界各地啊，都值得我们去看看。
And every part of the world is worthwhile for us to visit.
以上哈，就我这两节的见证哈。
And these are the testimony I've given us.